This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 66 of Sunday Supplement. 66, we're two-thirds of the way to hell, Izzy.
Cool.
Luckily, we have to record 600 more to get there.
Well, surely two-thirds of the way to hell is 444.
That's true. That's maths as well.
Is that maths? Is that maths? Actually maths, or have I made that up? What's 6666 divided by 3?
222.
6666. 222, yeah. So therefore, 444, I was right.
So Desmond Tutu
is a third of the way to hell, but he is in the church, so you should be a good Catholic.
Rob. You've just got back from Tam, London.
I have! Tam! And I've got my Tam packs here with all my delegate stuff in it. I've got DVDs from, like, Richard Dawkins.
It's the delegate pack.
Yes. And I've got God Trumps. Christina Martin, who's a comedian, does some God Trumps.
Cool.
She is very fun. And yeah, no, it was really good. And I met loads of our readers. Our readers came up to me. They bounded up in all their glasses and their beards. They were lovely. And I met John Ronson in a cupboard.
In a cupboard?
It was really cool because Rebecca Watson, the famous skeptic who has frequented our podcast before now, right? She sort of said, hey, Izzy, we'll do a little spot interview with you because, like, you're famous and everybody knows who you are and you're lovely and beautiful. All these wonderful things. She was trying to get... I was like, no, I can't do it. I'm too busy, right? My PR people won't let me.
So the minute she asked, you legged it up there.
Yeah, exactly. So I went to the end. She's like, okay, we've got to find a place to do this because Adam Savage was just talking way too loudly. So we went, oh, we'll go in that little cupboard over there. We opened up the cupboard door and inside the cupboard was John Ronson, also being interviewed by some other podcast. And Rebecca was like, oh, Izzy, have you met John? And I was just like, oh my God, it's John Ronson.
That means you've technically met Ewan McGregor.
Technically, it does.
Yeah.
I'm only one jump away from David Icke. Hand touching. But yeah, Tam is basically a meeting where loads of science people and skeptics just get together and worship James Randi.
What paper did you manage to scramble to get?
I'm not even going to pretend that you didn't have any influence on me. Simon texted me, right, and said, yeah, the Daily Mail's got, Alan Rickman DVD or something like that. So I suppose you're going to get that one. And I went, yes! So really, the Daily Mail could have been just blank, empty pages. Or even worse, sort of like Vanessa Heltz's memoirs, right?
Or even worse, it could have been the Mail on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It had the Nobel song giveaway, and it had even a picture of Rickman on the front of the paper, looking all sort of like cute and stuff. And I haven't watched the DVD yet because I haven't had time.
I got the Sunday Mirror.
Yeah, like we care.
And I got a picture of Carol Vorderman on it, pointing right into my face, and it says, I want you.
Really? That's quite nice. I mean, she's not an unattractive lady.
She does maths. She could have resolved our 666 conundrum.
Anyway, hello. I'm Izzy, and I am normal now, and I don't have to think too hard about the destruction of the world. Thanks, Phil Plate.
The trouble with having the Sunday Mirror is
the
pullout, the main magazine, is called Celebs. So there's not ever really that much in there. So it's basically relying on putting a celebrity in there that I am interested in. And that very rarely happens because they have people like Willie Hollerby.
They don't have Jonathan Meads, do they?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to see Jonathan Meads in Willie Hollerby's dress going, yes, this is my beautiful home. And I do worry about my weight sometimes. And it is nice when the fans get in touch. And I do find working with nice to see him, nice man, very engaging, really, honestly. I don't know who's going to win. I find it very exciting. That's what I want to hear Jonathan Mead say.
But I've got My Life in Pics, and it's Anthony Head.
Oh, he's the Buffy guy.
Well, he's in lots of things, so...
Yeah, he's in that coffee ad. Literally, the most famous person to come out of my school, apart from Bella, the blue tweenie, is the lady from the coffee ad.
Wow. That coffee's called Taster's Choice in America.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds even more filthy than Gold Blend. Gold Blend doesn't actually sound that filthy, does it?
No.
It sounds a bit... It does the opposite of filthy. To be honest, it's something you'd expect to find in some sort of paint factory.
Yeah, quite.
I'm drinking it right now, though. So if you want to get into the true moment, get yourself a cup of coffee, leave it to cool for about 40 minutes while you wait for Simon to get his act together, and then sup whilst listening to my dulcet tones.
The trouble with this spread, and it's a picture spread mostly, is that there's a picture of David Walliams stood next to him with his penis tucked between his thighs, which is not good. That's the bad thing about it. But here's the good thing. He's talking about a sitcom that he made.
Can I just ask a question very briefly? David Walliams' penis, is it tucked between Anthony Head's thighs or David Walliams' thighs?
It's between David Walliams' thighs.
Okay, continue.
There's another picture of Anthony Head pointing at a woman's G-stringed bum. G in G-string means groin.
Does it?
Yeah. So anyway, back to this. He made a pilot for a sitcom. I want to see this. I'm going to read you the whole thing. Sex in the City's Kim Cattrall and I became friends. She played my manager in a sitcom devised by Elton John that never got seen. It was called Him and Us, and I played a petulant gay rock star. It took me to Las Vegas to work with Elton. I also got to perform with a band in front of a live audience, which included Prince's ex-bass player as part of the sitcom. I want to see that sitcom.
That it sounds like an amazing sitcom. Amazingly bad sitcom.
Yeah.
So it would just be full of musicians going, I am acting now. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, but Elton John came up with it. That's the
Elton
best
John's
thing
sitcom.
Ever.
Elton John's sitcom should be the name of the show. The thing about Anthony Head, which always really confuses me, is you know how he talks quite nicely on television? That's
yeah,
not
he's
how
a
he
Cockney,
actually
talks. Isn't he? His ripper voice is his real voice.
Yeah, which is just wrong.
So can you beat Anthony Stewart Head with David Walliams' tucked away penis?
I've got, in the mail on Sunday, in the travel section, The Day I Met Jesus and His Bavarian Twin.
Bavarian Twin.
Yes. Yeah, it's in Oberammergau, as in the old song, you know, Otter Alba Uber Unter Ammergau, Otter Alba Uber Uber Ammergau, Otter Alba Uber Hans. And it comes
I thought I'd banned you from singing.
Okay.
So next time you sing, you automatically forfeit the episode.
Okay, next time you whinge at me, you automatically forfeit the episode.
Right, okay, fine.
Don't want to say that because basically that would just be me doing a podcast. And although that would be hilarious and great, really I do actually need you to edit it. So you're
it would
allowed
just be
to
you work. Going, I know this bit. I got it here somewhere. It's written down. You've got to edit
this
bit out.
Yeah, shut up. See, I work for my art. Now, this is probably the best opening sentence to any article ever. I think it says so much about society and why we have so much like conflict and so much difficulty in Western society summed up in one sentence. It's only three words in this sentence, but it's the opening sentence of this entire little article. Jesus is late. No one has seen him this morning. It's just lovely.
So what's it actually about?
Basically, in Oberammergau, they do a passion play. Now, I've been to passion plays before. There's one quite local to us somewhere, because I remember going with school. You get local villagers to play like Jesus and the Jews and the Romans and that sort of thing. And you go into the church and everybody just acts out the killing of a man and then his subsequent rise into heaven, which can be quite hilarious, especially if the dry ice goes off too early, as happened when I saw it. But yeah, it's not trained actors. It's just local people. And it's called a passion play and they're very historic and this is how theatre was allowed to continue under a horrible Christian regime. But the one in Oberammergau is so like over elaborately over the top. It looks like Mel Gibson's directed it. It's amazing. It lasts for several hours and you know you have tourists going in. They make a fortune off it. Like 137 quid is the most expensive ticket, which you know, classic church.
Oh dear.
Let me tell you, it's physically challenging. What is, I ask? Being Jesus, he replies. For the long crucifixion scene, Jesus has to be hung from harnesses on the cross, while at the same time squeezing fake blood on his body. Later he has to lie down as though dead for 20 minutes while dressed in a loincloth. So really, no different to the original.
Yeah, so he's complaining that he's got to pretend that that's happening so that he can honour the person he believes actually did it, for real, with stabby wounds and...
He's not really complaining. Having met both versions of Jesus, Judas, who shook my hand, and Mary, who complained cheerfully about having too few lines, which I just love, the idea that Mary's just going, oh, don't get to say anything. It's almost like they don't like women. I am actually the mother of God, so fuck you.
So did you just pick this article because of Oberammergau?
Not Oberammergau, Oberammergau. It's over, not under.
I'll ask the question again then. So did you just pick this article because of Oberammergau?
No, it's Oberammergau. I did because I like the song, but also because I like the idea of Jesus in the shades complaining that his arms get sore.
So we need to decide who's got the better article. Is it me with Giles from Buffy pointing at a woman's naked bottom, or is it you with Jesus?
Jesus wins.
Jesus for the win.
Yeah, Jesus for the win.
Headshot for the win.
You can't shoot Jesus.
Why not?
He doesn't exist.
Shall we play Article or Farcical?
Yes.
Good, because otherwise this section would be quite short and unappealing. Don't even try and make a joke about me being short and unappealing.
Okay. I'm going to read out three articles which are from this week's Mail on Sunday. And one article I read out, so of the four I read out, isn't from the Mail on Sunday. It's one I have made up, and it's up to you, Simon Dunn. That's right, you, Simon Dunn. That's right, Simon Dunn, and our readership, to please try and guess which is the
calm
article
down.
And which is the farcical.
Just
don't
calm
tell me to
calm down.
You're not David Winner.
Who?
Michael Winner. Shut up! I am a perfectly normal person with perfectly normal dreams and ambitions.
Sorry, is that a headline?
No.
No. Okay.
Here's your first headline. Shelving the facts.
As in shelving the facts or shelving
no,
colon?
Shelving.
The
full
facts.
Stop. The facts.
Okay.
Du vin, du pain. Et le chien.
Okay.
Could the tango save your marriage?
Are we talking the dance or the drink?
Well, I think we're talking the dance, unfortunately.
Oh, I think tango would be great as a sort of marital aid. Sorry, marital aid is dirty, isn't it? That's a sex toy, a marital aid.
Is it? Marital aids isn't. That's very sad. And finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? You can have health pizza.
As in, I can has health pizza.
I can has cheeseburger.
God, they're really rubbish, all of them.
Yeah.
Tell me what tango marriage thing is about.
It's about performing tango and how it can save your marriage.
Oh, as in an activity that you could do with your spouse.
Yeah.
In a fun
way. I don't know, I didn't read it.
And the du pain, du vin, de le chien.
It's something to do with, like, a lady who used to be on telly, right? She's moved out to France or something and she's got a dog.
Which lady? Do you remember?
I don't remember her name.
Wow, I'm learning so much during this.
I've been full of equations all weekend. You can't make me remember stuff.
So the fact that you had a fun weekend means that I have to...
Yeah, it basically means you have to make all the stuff better than it actually is. So come on, Simon, which is it? Shelving, dogs, tangos and pizza.
Do you know what? I just don't care about any of them.
Okay.
So it's going to be a pen in...
Your eye.
Well, yeah.
Pen in your eye.
I don't know,
go on,
that
put
might
it in.
Make
colour
good,
it in.
That might make for a
go
good
on.
Podcast.
Go on, do it.
But
do
I'm
it.
Not blinding
do
myself
it.
Just for
go
you.
On. Go on.
No.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Look, seriously, this is a bad section. We've got to get it up, and it's up to you to make it better, Simon. Come on, just put the pen in your eye. Go
no,
on.
I'm not stabbing myself
what?
In the eye for
what?
The sake
what is
of entertainment.
Wrong with making a little bit of self-sacrifice just to make the podcast better? I mean, why are you so egotistical that you won't put a pen in your eye?
Right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
It landed on shelving the facts. I missed my eye, sorry. The farcical is shelving the facts.
Yeah, it is. But put the pen in your eye.
Yay, I win.
Put the pen in your eye. No, see, that's not interesting or entertaining. Put the pen in your eye.
I can hold a pencil with my eyelids.
Go on then.
Ta-da! And I
it would be
it.
Good on the radio. Oh.
I did it. I didn't stab
you
myself
weak
in
eyelids.
The eye.
You've got loser's eyelids.
We got, like, real people in the mailbag this week.
Yeah, they got in the truck and put themselves in the sacks.
That's not true, is it? You bumped
why?
Into them in
Tam. Yeah,
in
I
Tam.
Bumped into them. They were, like, coming up to me, Simon, going, where's Simon? We need to see Simon.
No,
Simon.
They weren't. How did you describe me when describing the podcast?
I described the podcast, which is effectively true. It's me bullying a middle-aged man.
I am I not middle-aged.
Yeah, you are.
I resent that a
you're
lot.
You're middle-aged and little-heighted.
I cannot dispute the fact I'm short. I am not
you know,
middle-aged.
Most hamsters don't live beyond the age of three, and you're doing very well.
I'm not a hamster.
Getting your wind.
This is why I didn't go to Tam, because all it would be you stood next to me pointing out how much shorter I was than you.
I know.
You'd be going, look, he is short. Look, he is short.
Yeah.
Look at his plumage.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go, because I didn't want you to sit there patting me on the head, going, oh, isn't he lovely? Go get me a coffee, Simon.
Big shout out to all the bitches I met at Tam, yeah? Apparently Neil Denny listens to us, which is really cool. If you want a podcast which actually has some content in it...
Yeah, listen to Little Atoms.
Little Atoms is where it's at. Just it's on Resonance FM. It's also a radio show, but we listen to it as podcasts because we don't live in London, yeah? Because
yeah.
It sucks.
Although we have been on Resonance FM.
Oh, yeah, we have been on Resonance FM. despite not living in London. So maybe Neil doesn't. Maybe London doesn't exist.
Explain that, scientists.
Yeah, scientists. So, yeah, shout out to Neil Deli. Rebecca Watson, who's been on our show and ruined it.
What, by being better and more interesting than us?
Her poor, poor henpecked husband, Sid, who I sympathise with greatly. Chris as well. I don't know if he listens, but Chris is just nice, so why not say hey? Claire and her mum, they were lovely. They sort of, like, grappled me by the badges. They were very sweet, and they said that they enjoyed the show. Well, the mum wasn't really sure what Claire was talking about and had to explain the concept of the podcast.
Wow, there's a geeky mother at TAM who didn't know what a podcast was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And there's a lady who was living in Berlin, but was originally American, but she'd been there for 7 years. And her dad, who looked a bit like a warlock, he was amazing. So hello to them. And some Swedish people. Apparently people listen to us in Sweden, Simon. How sexy is that?
That is quite sexy. Or the Swedish
are sexy. The best furniture.
It's good-looking people sat on quite good-looking furniture.
Yeah. And they won't be smiling.
No.
They're very dry, Swedish. They're like those berries that you get with the meatballs in IKEA.
So basically, you're saying hello to the Swedish meatballs in IKEA.
Yeah. Hello. I like Swedish meatballs in IKEA. I like our listeners more. And also Steve, who just went, hi, you're Izzy. I'm Steve. Bye. And I'm so sorry, I can't remember everybody, even though I said I'd give you all a shout out. You got to email us, man.
Yeah, email us. Tell us that you met Izzy and that she's not as nearly as interesting as Simon. At sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Or you can tweet us.
Izzy_Lawrence or SiDone, SiDone, because I'm pretentious. Facebook. You know, you could probably even write a message in the sky using an aeroplane and we probably wouldn't get it.
Well, to be honest, I just assumed that was Jesus trying to tell me things, and so I'd ignore him because I won't let him into my heart.
It's the randomizer geyser. That nearly was tuned, but not.
That was you singing, and I think you said earlier that if I was singing, you'd ban me.
Yeah. Am I you?
Yes. Everything's an extension of me because that's how I experience the universe. Therefore, I control everything and everyone, yes.
Right, whatever. Anyway, this is where we pick at random an article from one another's supplements. So I've got Celebs on Sunday or Homes and Holidays. Which would you prefer?
You've only got two?
Yeah, it's a tablet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
So which one?
I'll go for Homes.
Oh, there's literally nothing in this. Okay, and you can choose page 1 to 23.
I'll choose page 17, please. Because Darren Brown told me to.
Okay. You could win a designer Jew-lit toaster.
Jew-lix or Jew-lux?
Jew-lit.
Is it lit by a Jew?
No. It's not a rabbi making toast, is he?
What's a Jew-lit toaster?
Jew-a-lit. D-U-A-L-I-T.
Oh, Jewel. Jewel is very different from a Jew. And it's very different from Jew and Jew and Jew.
Right.
And
so shall we see if we can win it?
What?
You got to win it. You can win a load of Nutella as well.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
I like Nutella.
It doesn't
go on,
say
then.
How much. It just says you can win Nutella. But then it says 45 years of breakfast. So I'm wondering if they're giving away 45 year supply of Nutella.
I don't think that toast will last 45 years, sir.
No, probably not.
And why do you want to toast Nutella? That's going to bugger it up, surely.
You'd put it on the toast afterwards, you twit.
Twoo.
Answer the following question for your chance to win. What nuts are used to make Nutella?
Hazelnuts.
A, peanuts. B, Brazil nuts.
Hazelnut.
Or C, cashew nuts.
What? Oh.
No, I'm joking. C was hazelnuts.
Okay, cool.
Right, so what's my choice on yours?
You've got the Mail on Sunday 2, yeah. Live or Live, I'm still not sure, and Supplement of the Year, you.
We will go with Live or Live.
Okay, you got a choice.
That could be a Bond film.
Page.
Live or Live.
Page 5 to page.
Page 5?
Well, the others are all adverts.
Page 5 to what?
58.
34.
It's a very useful page, this, because it's yesterday's television that you should have watched.
Okay.
Just the listings. So it has got a picture of Stephen Fry with a bird on his head, which is quite good.
Did you see the clip from Last Chance to See where that rare parrot is trying to mate with the back of a man's head?
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Because yeah,
that's a really rare
flapping
species.
His wings again. That was the funniest thing. Just slapping him whilst mating.
And its little face, because it's got its, what's it? It's not a cucachava. What is it? It's a, it's going to annoy me. The kakapo, that was it.
Kakapo.
Yeah, like the Seminole Navajo kikapu. Kikapu's a type of Indian.
It's not what you do when you're really annoyed with dog shit. Kickapoo. What else could I have watched yesterday, Izzy?
Why don't you pick a different one? So it really is just 24.
24.
Reader, I turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Simon Cowell wanted me to be the next Kylie. And this is a lady, I don't know what she's called.
I misheard you. I thought you said Simon Cowell wants to be the next Kylie. That would have been a much more interesting
that
article.
Would have been pretty cool.
Simon Cowell in a dress going, he should be so lucky.
This is Melissa George, and she's made her name in the Australian soap Home and Away, because you know where you belong together, saying ever and ever. And there's a hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay.
Are you technically singing? Day.
No, I'm not. I'm rapping.
I think you're technically singing.
I think I'm technically beating it out.
Time to get out our tape measures and size up our humdongers.
I'm going
to
so beat you.
With your humdonger?
Yeah.
All right, it's you go so first awful. Then.
I used to make over people's homes. Now I'm doing the same for their health. This
what?
Is Lowry Turner.
Oh, God.
Healing Hands. Lowry is devoted to new calling in nutrition and hydrotherapy. Right, basically, she's like going, I'm really interested in health because I used to be a fat teen. Huh? And then when she was 30, she was diagnosed with polycystic ovaries, also known as PCOS. This is a hormonal imbalance linked to weight gain. The kicker, though, the best way to control PCOS is through diet. Unlike weight gain, of course.
Yeah.
And it's just full of stupid... I used to have a fridge full of low-fat foods and diet soft drinks, and I was still fat. How is that possible? Jesus!
Whenever you say Lowry Turner, I have to cough up a furball. That's the law.
Ben Goldacre's big thing is, surely you can see that one food and one change in sort of diet is not going to cure you of all your ills. It's the deserving sick. It's evil right-wing nonsense. So things like stay away from too much starch and take a magnesium supplement before bed and you won't get cancer. Fuck you. Fuck you in the neck. This is the line that really annoyed me. I saw a British doctor who had an interest in nutrition. He told me to stop eating cheese. He said that he thought I had a dairy intolerance, which, when it combined with stress, caused my immune system to go berserk. I'm a natural skeptic. However, I was desperate, so I gave the dairy ban a go. And you know what? It worked. How is taking a doctor's advice, how is that the wrong thing to do? Why should you be sceptical of the people in the medical profession in the same way you should be sceptical of somebody going, oh, I've got a ghost in my womb.
Ghost in your womb. Well, that brings me on to mine. This was nearly going to be my cut out and keep, right? Until I read it.
Yeah!
It's called Hot Fangs, and it's a kind of a rundown of all the vampires that are on telly.
Ooh.
Exactly. It sounds like it'd be quite good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's why it's not good. It's all lines like this. Unless you've been hanging upside down in a cave for the last few years, you'll know about the Edward Cullen effect. Basically, he's the Darcy or Heathcliff for a whole new generation, and millions of women will never find husbands because they expect men to be just like him.
What, 400 years old and drinking human blood?
Well, yeah.
That is hot.
But this is the worst bit, right? They've got a bit underneath saying old school sexy vampires. So this is the old school vampires. Who would you expect to be there?
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee, yeah. Would you expect James Masters off of Buffy?
What?
To be an old school vampire? Or Kiefer Sutherland? Or Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt? Or David Boreanaz, which they've spelt wrong.
What about Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman, no.
Oh, no Gary Oldman.
No. And they've given them fang ratings out of 5.
How many puncture wounds in their neck?
As many as I can give them. But apparently True Blood's very good, so I might watch that.
Excellent. Find it very odd, the obsession with vampires. Nobody beats Christopher Lee, whose entire lines in Dracula, Prince of Darkness, his first opening line and his last line is... like a vacuum cleaner.
Time Simon. To decide. Whoa.
Simon, what? Do you remember your first gig?
Yes. Just, yes.
Because they've got an interview with Jack D. I think he's got like a book out or something about himself, but all about how he had dead-end jobs and he's, you know, was depressed and he was considering joining the clergy and all that sort of thing. And then he basically decides to go and do an open spot. And it was literally the day he decided that he hadn't even thought about it, according to him. He said, oh, I'll just do it tonight then.
Mm. Not sure I believe that.
It rings as quite true the way he reads it.
Okay.
Basically, you know, he went to one performance and then they had a late performance later on. It was just like, well, that looks quite fun. I'll give it a go. And then for some reason, he just didn't want to walk away from it and he didn't have any material. He had to do five.
Right.
Apparently, from the way it reads, he went on stage and was just him. But he would walk on stage with nothing to say. So he sort of like waited there and somebody said, tell us a joke. And he looked really grumpy and just goes, no, like that, and got a good laugh from it. And then because some idiot open spot before him had gone, anyone here from North London? He just went, anyone here from Finland? And he goes, well, that's my act buggered then.
So the newspaper you should have bought last week was Jack D.
No. I mean, it's just, he's got an interview in the review section of Two, Mail on Sunday Two. It's quite interesting as an article.
Do you want to win or do I want to win?
I don't care who wins. I'm going to watch Alan Rickman.
Actually, hang on. I got the DVD that came free with your paper today.
Someone gave it to me.
It's called Nobel Sun.
Yeah.
It's got a good cast. I'll give it that. It's got Alan Rickman. It's got Mary Steenburgen, Bill Pullman, Danny DeVito and Eliza Dushku. And this is the release, isn't it? They released it. So it's not a old film that's being published. It's
a new one.
This is a new release and it's being released by the Mail on Sunday. So to be honest, I think that is good enough reason for you to win this week. And I'm genuinely saying that. So the newspaper you should have bought last week was the Sunday Mirror, which was my paper.
No.
What?
No, that's why I should win. It's because I got the...
Yeah, that's why you should win. It's not why you do win.
Oh, whatever. He's so pretty.
Thank you. So, join us next week.
Wearing a tie and he's got, like, his top button undone on the CD and he's got, like, feet and stuff.
Shut up. Join us next week. We should decide now which papers we're going to get.
Okay.
And then our listeners can go out and get that paper. And if they email us before the end of the day on Sunday to point out anything in their supplements that they found, it'll be an interactive one next week. How's that?
Sounds like a bloody plan.
So what are you going to get next week?
I am going to get The Independent.
Better write this down. Izzy equals Independent.
Throw your hands up at me.
Well, I should get The Observer then, shouldn't I?
Yeah, get The Sun.
I can't get The Sun.
Yeah, I get The Sun. You can try.
I get The News of the World. How's that?
All right.
All right, News of the World.
Versus The Independent next week.
Yeah, if you want to join in, get one of those. The Independent on Sunday or The News of the World.
Get The Independent, though, because it's going to win.
And email in any thoughts you have on it before the end of the day on Sunday.
Yeah, so you got the entire day on Sunday to email us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Or you can Twitter us or you can get on Facebook and write your thoughts about which is good and which is bad.
So we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye and bye, Tam. Thank you, Tracy King, at the amazing meeting. I had a really good time.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood. Used with kind permission.